everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous holiday season. This is the best of Drew and Mike. Hopefully, it's very good. Enough to be best of. I haven't listed anything personally or qualified any of this, but I'm just going to assume the best. Actually, any Drew and Mike show business is the best.
That's right. It sucks.
It looks like we'll be back doing new shows January the 2nd, which is Thursday after the 1st. Because we have the weekend. To recover, to come back. We'll need 3 days off after being off this long. We'll need 3 days off. Well, Friday, Saturday, and then we'll record on Sunday for Monday. The 6th? Yeah, the 6th. Okay.
I'm like busy watching TV.
So enjoy all your bowl games, your holidays, and the best of the Drew and Mike show. And this portion of programming brought to you by Zot Ford, our fabulous sponsor since the very beginning of the Drew and Mike podcast. And they've made an exciting announcement. The newest member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, Mr. Jim Bentley, someone well known to the Drew and Mike show listeners. Yes.
Hi, Jim.
The very hot Jim Bentley joins the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. And they're still doing those locks of the week, locks of the month. I'm sorry. They're destroying Brandon's garbage locks of the week, as
That's
they
crap.
Say. I know. It's terrible. And they will continue to do so now through the end of the year. In case you've been living under a rock, part one gets 0% financing up to 72 months. Part two, no payments for 3 months. And part three, in addition to all the other great stuff, they will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Jim Bentley, apparently having a huge impact over there. And you can activate your lock trifecta by calling Jim or Anthony. I don't know, Jim said don't call Anthony. 248-215-5151. Again, the magical trifecta number is 248-215-5151. Hurry, because when the holidays are gone, so is your chance to put $7,000 cash in your pocket from our friends at Zot Ford.
Do it. Get it done.
Well, let's see. What is going on? Well, we have another great argument going on. Why am I on the south end of every argument this weekend? The 2020, I'm just appalled at the softness in this room. Brandon,
no.
You didn't ever see 2020, did you?
I did not. I'm
sorry. Softness?
Shit. It's not soft. It's
you
not
want
because...
to let this guy off? His fucking blood is there. DNA.
One drop.
Did you watch what
okay,
I said?
Okay,
I'm
asking the same question that Jim, I asked Jim.
What?
If you, let's just say, okay,
can't
this,
win this,
this,
one.
This is a rough one, but let's just say you beat that chick over there with a shovel and raped her. Now, he allegedly raped her. I know, but let's just say you did rape her, and you're really
fucking, are you adding that?
You're worried about it. You're really worried about it. Would you rather have the mother and the daughter get the ID right and the DNA, the blood not be you, or the blood be you and then be off on the ID?
Well, they were off on the ID anyway.
But no, I'm just saying it's you.
Blood.
What do you prefer? You really want to get off this because
well,
Julie's going to be pissed.
With the way you law and order jurors are, I guess I'd rather just go by the witness account, not the blood.
Right, to get off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the blood is one in 5 billion.
But it was one, that picture of that broken glass with one drop of blood perfectly placed in.
A little dollop of blood.
Wait, where did they get his blood? Why would they go run? You sound like Johnny Cochran. Why would they run to his house and grab his blood? He ran through the window.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Della Reese video I sent you?
No, you sent it to
me. No, I did not.
All right, where's Della Reese?
Della Reese ran through, she fell through a pane of glass.
Almost
and
she almost died.
Oh, the Della Reese defense. The old Della Reese defense. If
she put out a PSA about it.
Run through
that
the glass and see how much blood drips.
More than
one drop.
He's wearing clothes.
Della Reese has something important to tell you.
But they're there for another reason, too. They're there to let you know that it's a very dangerous exit. I know what I'm talking about because September the 8th, 1970, I walked through a plate glass door. I was in bed off and on for 5 months.
Have a clue.
I thought I'd never walk again, and I will carry the scars of a thousand stitches.
There was blood
everywhere, not just one drop.
The problem was...
Wait, this was a window.
Della Reese has something important to say.
He hit the fucking window with the shovel. We don't know how he went through there.
I think the shovel was in the house.
Yeah, he knocked it out.
What about
the shovel?
The mom said she didn't recognize him. She didn't see tattoos.
The mom,
that
okay,
was
first
weird.
Of all, the mom's daughter is lying there dead on the floor. The daughter had brain damage after. How can you expect a perfect ID out of them?
Well, just like you can't.
By the way,
you think a perfect ID is better than a drop of blood?
There's just something weird about one drop of blood to me. I can't get the fact
that... that wasn't a latecomer. The blood was there from the very beginning. They went there and said, he left a drop of blood.
There's all the other DNA from inside that they just so conveniently lost. It's crazy.
It did not match
his. They got a drop of his blood.
I'm lost. Are you guys talking about Stephen Avery?
No.
Oh, no. 2020 had a story about this girl. Sorry, Brandon.
Thanks for mentioning that. Sorry, everyone. No, we
should set up the story.
This girl... she was 17 years old, pretty hot too. She's just at home and the mother walks in the front door and her daughter is lying on the floor bleeding out. And there's a guy standing next to her who's just whacked her over the head with a shovel. Well, the mother flips out, of course, goes to her daughter's aid and the guy says, "You're next," or something. He grabs a butcher knife and says, "You're next." And the mother runs out the door to call 911 and the cops come, of course, to get the girl to the hospital. The guy jumps through a glass window.
Allegedly.
You mean allegedly?
Well, I did.
How do you know he didn't go out the front door?
They had one good, very good drop of blood on a piece of glass that was broken from the window.
Well, look at just one. One a little big bit.
Look at that picture. One drop. Look at all that glass
It's a
everywhere.
Good drop, though. They said it was a good drop. They said, we've got it.
From an eyedropper.
They knew they had him right then from that drop of blood.
It does look like an eyedropper.
So how are they going to drop? Where'd they get this guy's blood? Get his blood?
That detective was pretty hell-bent on getting this guy.
She was the second detective, though. Exactly. She wasn't even on the case yet.
She had to make a name for herself.
There, jeez. How old wasn't she? 17?
17, yeah. Okay. She's beautiful. Anyway, so they have nothing. It doesn't match anyone. But they did run a test on the DNA to see what characteristics a person would have. He had blue-green eyes, and they had a sketch made of the person, which they do. It's not...
I've never seen
that. It's
not
the be-all, end-all. I've never seen it either.
So from
DNA,
from the
DNA, they create the characteristics of the person. Well, what do you know? She's in hypnosis after she gets out of the hospital. She's in the hospital for a year. She's in a coma. She had to learn to talk, walk. She doesn't remember.
I'm still sleeping, man.
She doesn't remember the actual audio of her. She sounds a little weird. But anyway, she learns to talk, walk, and they're nowhere with the case except for the blood. They know this fucking blood is left there, but they don't have a match. So she goes into hypnosis, and she's kind of, I don't know, I forgot what she said. She said he had brown eyes. She didn't remember a lot.
Yeah, she was adamant he had brown eyes.
She was not adamant. She said he probably had brown eyes. She said, "I remember those eyes. They must have been brown or something like that."
Obviously, she didn't remember.
She goes,
"He had
no
fucking brain damage."
I know, that's why
exactly. So why? That's what bothered me about
it. No, but wait a second.
And then she said, "He definitely had no stupid tattoos," which he had a ton of stupid tattoos.
And he had a short sleeve shirt
under his sleeve. They were not the sleeves he had.
Did you see the story? The picture from Christmas. He had short sleeves on. You can see
he had
his tattoos
coming down to here.
Yeah, and you can see that.
Well. Come on, she has fucking brain damage.
Exactly.
Why do people expect that we have a drop of blood, so let's not worry about the ID. But
they know that the police and the DA didn't make all this evidence up to make him act the way that he's acting?
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
The hypnotist determines, by the way, that she is recovering memories because she's scoring well at school. She's getting a 3.5 or a 3.7 or something. So she is starting to remember things. Yeah, she had a 3.5 or a 3.7. I don't know which.
Probably easy classes.
Probably online. But anyway, then she's home one day and she thinks of the name Justin Hansen. And
by the way, she had named names from the beginning. Every once in a while, she would just throw out a name.
Seven names.
Yeah, exactly.
All of whom gave DNA. By the way,
yeah.
Every one of them eliminated. She says, "Justin Hansen. I don't know why that name's coming to me, but the name Justin Hansen's coming to me." So, at this point is when they're doing the DNA thing, and they look at the sketch and this picture. Oh my God! They look almost identical! Pretty fucking close. Then they go to talk to Justin Hansen, who says, no, never been in the house. Never been in the house. Okay, well, could you just give us some DNA so we can test it? We have a drop of blood. I don't know about that. I gotta talk to my mom.
Oh, that's right.
Well, the 24-year-old guy needs to talk to his mom. If he wasn't there, why wouldn't he give his DNA?
Knowing how blood can just be planted so easily. Like
why
that,
the first
I don't blame
first seven guys weren't worried about it?
Huh?
First seven guys gave
their
DNA
because they obviously haven't seen the OJ trial.
Well, they were eliminated.
That was dumb of them to do.
But they take his cup from McDonald's, and what do you know?
Oh, from a trash can, from a public trash can with a lot of other DNA in there. That's
1 in 5 billion.
Highly contaminated.
I think there could easily...
Why doesn't he just give his blood so we can verify it for sure? We know it from the... They got his cup.
That attacker was in McDonald's. They probably grabbed the wrong cup or it rubbed off onto the cup.
You guys are being ridiculous.
That's absurd. Is a mystery.
It's his fucking DNA. He left a drop of blood at the site. Face facts.
I'll just tell you what I told you. I thought that the presentation that 2020 gave was ridiculous because they spent too much time on this hypnotist when they really didn't need the hypnotist part. There's no way.
I said I feel like I wish there was a Netflix. Netflix needs to delve a little deeper.
Oh, Netflix would be making love to the guy.
No, you're probably
Netflix
right.
Netflix does. They do.
That's why I want to see it because I think I just as well, if I were a juror.
The thing that flipped me at the end to believe he was guilty was he took a plea deal.
Yeah, he took a plea deal. He's probably, what did he say, 18 years?
Yeah. But if I was a juror, I'd honestly have a tough time convicting him on that one little small drop of blood.
What's better than blood?
Well, knowing how they mishandled all the other DNA, how do we know they didn't mishandle that one?
But they had the drop of blood from day one. That was the one thing they knew they had. It's like, we got his blood. And the problem was he wasn't in the system. Although he was accused of rape previously, and the girl said, well, I was drunk, so I don't want to testify.
So what do you think, or why? Because there wasn't much of a tie. Friends of hers didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I remember the mall. He visited her at the mall a bunch of times.
That was the other problem I had. What was his motive?
I don't know. I don't care. His blood was there, we know he was there.
He looks like Jeremy Renner, by the way.
That's what I told Bentley. I said if when they make the movie, it'll be Jeremy Renner, and then Gabby Giffords would play it. She looked a little bit like Gabby.
I don't know. He was accused of rape previously.
Before she was shot.
He was accused of rape previously.
Yeah, but he's never charged.
Because the girl said she was drunk.
Yeah, well, he was never charged.
Nobody. He was accused of rape. I mean, we know this guy could be a crazy guy. I mean... When you're accused, rape and attempted murder in the course of 3 years, doesn't that say something's going on there?
I feel bad for his four kids.
He's not a black guy, by the way, so there's no racism involved. He's a white guy.
They lost his four kids lost a great dad, according to his wife.
This guy
his current ex-wife.
This guy starts a daycare. He's got four kids lined up, right? Because he looks like a great father.
You guys should just have a three-way with him. Jeez.
So I didn't see this. However, you guys had mentioned that he took a plea deal for 18 years.
Yep.
He hasn't been sentenced yet.
He did it then.
Well, he doesn't want to possibly get 50 because they got a drop of blood there that they...
Yeah, no, he's playing the odds because his fucking blood is there.
If you didn't do it...
If your DNA is there and you rape somebody, wouldn't you be shitting bricks?
You sure wasn't?
Well, that's the other thing. He was one cool customer when the police showed up to his house.
Oh, till they asked for DNA.
I thought he was still cool about it.
Oh, I want to talk to my mom.
By the way, he loves that robe. He wore that robe whenever.
Well, he definitely thinks he's hot.
Well, he loves his eyes. His mom was basically wet over his eye color. She's talking about his green eyes.
He was.
So gross.
So handsome. Look at him. Just look at him.
If there was a battle over the blood or something, I would say maybe, but the blood was there from day one. They knew he left a drop. No, that irrelevant more in line.
Really? I was going to say, there wasn't
a ton more information, but there was no fight over that drop of blood. It was on the broken glass that was broken by the guy that ran through it. It's as witness testimony. Everyone agreed that blood belonged to the person.
And
there was no reason for a drop of blood to be there. The cops didn't drip it. Nobody's bleeding. She didn't bleed on the glass. She went nowhere near the window.
No.
And neither the mother.
Well, they got the DNA. But the mother, too, couldn't pick him out of a lineup. She picked him second.
Allegedly. She said to us, oh, that would have been my second pick.
Yeah, that's right. But if you... It's hard
eyewitness
to put yourself
accounts,
in
though,
that.
We've seen eyewitness accounts. They're always fucked up. Would say, oh, I'll remember for the rest of my life. And then the person
really
is found not guilty.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to pick someone out of a lineup before?
No.
You did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I felt very good about not being racist, too, because they were all black. And I picked
Second. I did. I did. Yeah.
What was the case for?
Okay. What happened was, it's a weird story. Rape. I think I've told this story before. My friend and I, we were like 14, I think. We were riding bicycles in Wilmette.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys just like came out of nowhere. They were like 18 or 19 or probably, no, I think they were 17 because they were seniors. They just like knocked us off our bicycles, and the guy, this one guy, beat up my buddy. I mean,
oh,
pretty
really?
Bad. Yeah, wow. I mean, it was like no reason whatsoever. We were like, "What the fuck just happened?"
So
what
you
was that?
Ran then?
No, I just no. I
didn't just
no, the guy was
nice friend.
The guy was kind of his friend was honestly. I felt kind of stupid about the whole thing because they both ended up getting charged with assault.
Really,
and the guy wasn't really. He wasn't wailing on me. He was hitting me. But,
yeah.
You know, I was my bike was on top. The whole thing was, it lasted like a minute.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We got our bikes and drove away. And my friend was so incensed. He had a black eye.
Uh-huh.
So he wanted to go to the police station was like four blocks away. So he's like, I want to make an assault case. So we went in there. I couldn't remember anything about these guys.
Really?
Nothing. Jeff remembered that they had a certain kind of tires on a Camaro
what?
That was in front of the house. And there was another car, and he knew exactly what model it was. Anyway, they pulled the Camaro over like 30 minutes later and said, you guys been hanging around over by blah, blah, blah? And they said, no. And they said, sure about that? And they ran the car, and the car was from that address. So they already know they're lying. So anyway, the guy said that we kicked the car. And we called them names.
I mean, it's
or
my
something.
Car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right?
some stupid story that was a total lie. So it turned out they'd been accused of assault like four times, both of them, and nobody had ever pressed charges. So they were begging us. We were like, I don't think so. And this guy's mom was calling our parents, going, or my mom and Jeff's parents, saying, "Oh, this will ruin his life."
Ugh.
And so the cops literally were. I mean, they were. Putting pressure on us. I didn't want to fucking do it. I'm like, I don't know.
That's assault, brother.
So we went to court. They lied. We told the truth. And the judge said, fuck you. Maximum for both of you. And it was like, I don't know what it was, $500 fine or $1,000 fine or something. And I think they were charged with simple assault or third degree assault or something.
Did it ruin their life? Like,
I'm sure it did.
Yeah, whatever happened to those people.
Oh, probably set them straight. They finally needed it.
He
was supposed to.
Well, that's what happened to the guy in the 2020 thing. According to the detective,
this
he lived the straight and narrow because he was afraid that if he committed a crime, his DNA would be out there.
Oh, yeah. He didn't think that
was
far.
Oh, bullshit.
That was ludicrous.
He knew his blood was there. He didn't want to give his DNA.
My old man had to give and do a lineup once. We went to a father-son church canoe trip.
You got in trouble at a father-son canoe trip?
Well, we were all the guys and their dads were in the canoes, and then these two naked dudes, butt naked.
All right.
They were canoeing and they kept running onto like the banks and stealing coolers from people's campsites or, you know, random people's houses.
Two nude dudes?
What's the lineup? They're dongs.
Two nude dudes.
That's all your dads do.
And they were stealing beers, and it got to the point where all the adults in the church ended up beating the shit out of these guys with paddles.
Nice church, I love it.
Yeah, and then and then they escaped.
An eye for an eye.
We beat the shit out of them
together. Just a big old fuck.
Oh man, but they ended up busting the guys, and then all the adults, all the fathers had to go kind of pick these guys out of a lineup, and I was always wondering if they had to pick them out in the nude.
Of course. Tell us what you know.
I highly doubt it.
Wait, so they beat him up nude?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
They were fighting two nude dudes.
Was there any dong
Clark
contact?
There?
Yeah, there must have been. I bet your dad bumped it. I think most of the adults were just swinging paddles because they didn't want to get too close to him and wrestle him.
That's brilliant.
What a bummer.
Slap
the guy
him.
Got hard?
Gross.
Like that guy in Clark's locker room.
that's why he was really doing
it. Maybe
he like
they were
being hit by a paddle.
They were bleeding from getting beat up, so their heart's pumping, the blood's flowing.
Oh, boy.
Makes sense.
Do teenagers, this is a ridiculous question, do teenagers do anything like, do kids have chores ever? Does that ever happen anymore?
Chores?
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
I mean,
know.
I was just, this is a ridiculous, I was watching the lawn service come as they went down the street, going from house to house to house to house to house. And a lot of these people, I mean, not all of them, but there's people that have kids on this street.
Yeah.
And it seemed that in a two-day stretch, there's a lawn service that cuts a lot of lawns on my street. And I just thought, wow, I've never seen that 14-year-old kid mowing the lawn. It just seems like it doesn't happen
too
anymore.
Too many activities.
I mean, I liked doing it. I couldn't wait till I could cut the grass myself.
Wait, too many activities.
Yeah, he's got baseball and soccer.
It takes 30 minutes to mow a lawn.
Video game. Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know. You
Why are you making excuses?
I tell you, my kids are going to have chores. Well, they're getting it. When do you start that? Bryn's almost six. Is she going to have
chores? She better be doing it now.
I always thought,
she's pretty good.
Back in the old days. It was connected to allowance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine, too.
No, I had friends who had really strict chore lists, and there usually wasn't any big thing. Mm-hmm. My friend Sean, who I used to hang out with a lot, he always had to go to Mass either Saturday or Sunday morning. If he didn't do that, no allowance. Oh. See ya. Not only that, he didn't get to do a lot of stuff. So I used to go to Mass with him on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to get it out of the way. So we go have fun Saturday night and get to sleep
4
late.
4 o'clock, yep. Yeah.
Understandable.
And I wasn't Catholic, so it was, I don't know, if I went with him, though, it was a little more fun.
You know, it
it's
was
only
cool
an hour.
When I finally
yeah.
got my car.
I go to church every goddamn Sunday.
In college, and I still lived at home. I went to Oakland, so I commuted. And from 18 to 22, I lived at home.
Millennial.
And I would.
Where'd you get the car?
Okay, cool.
I paid it was my parents' old car, but I paid them. They had it paid off, and I paid them $200 a month.
Really? Yeah. You pay as succinctly as you do on the phone bill?
Yes, I was always on time. No, but I remember telling my mom every Sunday.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
Having to go to church, and I'd always go to Ken's Country Kitchen and just eat breakfast. I'd pop in, probably it was 12 o'clock Mass.
Ken's Country Kitchen.
Yes, get some eggs and bacon. And then I'd pop in just to get communion. So and I didn't feel that bad because I'm see, like, I got communion.
That's
I just
funny.
Didn't hear everything because I wouldn't pay hilarious. Attention.
Because my brother, when it was, you know, Jeff bringing us, we would just go in, go grab a bulletin and come on out.
Always grab the newsletter. Yeah.
To prove that we went to church that day.
Always had
I remember
it.
Hitting me going, why don't we just stay for 45 minutes and then leave early? I don't know.
But I would come in and just wouldn't say anything. I'd just 45 drop it,
minutes.
Drop it
down. No, you can't. Yeah. You would just leave it in the car. And
my mom would ask me, what was the sermon about? Mom, I don't know. I was paying attention.
It was about God and being nice to each other.
Scrambled eggs and eating a healthy breakfast or something.
I'd always buy a free press and a news and read the newspaper while I was eating breakfast.
Jesus Christ.
Or it was Sunday, so it was joint.
Were you an intern then?
Yeah, I probably was because I was in college.
I didn't know you were skipping Mass back then.
Yeah, my mom. Shame. I don't think I've ever told that story to anyone.
She's going to be so bummed when she doesn't listen to the podcast. Told Jim's mom.
Out of 10 Sunday morning Masses, how many were spent at Ken's Country Kitchen?
10.
10?
10. Yeah,
10.
I did. I went every, and I'd go early so I had enough time to eat. And then I'd get 10:45.
Go home to mommy.
12:45, 12:40.
It's a very leisurely breakfast with the newspapers,
that is,
right?
That is funny how the bulletin is your ticket of proof.
I can tell you.
It's your receipt from going to church.
And I get communion and leave right away after. I didn't stay the whole
time. How did you time communion so well?
Every week.
It's about 45 minutes in, right around there. It's the last quarter.
A full Jackson in?
Exactly.
Did you ever get there and miss it?
For Jesus juice.
Yeah, did you ever get there too late for communion?
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn it. And then turn around.
How many out of 10 was that?
That was probably only one. Maybe one. I was pretty good with it. I might get there 5 minutes.
Did anybody
minutes
ever
early.
Say, hey, you seem to always arrive around communion time? What's going on?
Nope, and I'd always stand in the back and just mind
just
my own business.
Okay. Like you've been there the whole time.
Yeah. I just went to the bathroom for a long time.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's funny. Wow. Ken's Country Kitchen. They had no idea why their business
was. But
so
I was
good.
Guilty. I felt like I'm going to skip most of it, but I'm still there for the most important
communion.
Part, for the communion.
That's true. I wonder what Catholic scholars would say about that if they'd
be in trouble.
You ain't coming in you come in the name of faith.
Well, in Catholicism, as long as you feel bad about it, you're fine. And think, yeah.
I argue with my mom about that.
Nothing like Catholic guilt.
Yeah. What will your mom
I come
say?
In the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
She would cry if she knew, probably.
Really?
She might.
She would call
him.
Will someone tell on you?
I don't think so, no. I hope not.
I tell you, don't be surprised. There's nothing. Every time
Facebook.
If I beg people not to tell on us, I'm better off not saying anything. No. As soon as you say that, it's
you
over.
Should encourage them to tell people stuff.
Yeah,
then
beep
they
that,
won't.
Brandon. No.
And this portion of Best of Programming brought to you by Hull Financial. Here we are in the holiday season, and mortgage interest rates remain as low as they've been at any point this year. Many people might feel that they've missed the boat on refinancing to save some money. The answer is no. Rates remain super low, although you just don't hear about it as much because we kind of take it for granted after a while. Hull Financial takes special care of the podcast listeners. We all know that. In fact, they've closed in an average of 19 days, but in early December, 17 of 22 closings closed in 10 days or less. Incredible turn times, immediate results, 1,000 five-star ratings from Hull Financial. So if you're looking for debt consolidation or you got some debt you want to take care of through a refi, taking money out of your house, whatever you want to do, if you want to save money, contact Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg, or click the link on our website. Fill out the online form. They'll get back to you very quickly. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
It's no good.
Okay, Stormy's mom?
Yeah, we can give her a shot.
I'm trying to remember, what's her name again? Is she...
Sheila?
Sheila?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I think so. I don't know.
She's the Trump fan. That's kind of what her story was. And the old man's name is...
Oh, damn.
He's on the. He's in there. He's in page 3, I think.
Is it Gregory or is that the last name? Ooh, that was the last name.
That's okay. I just mentioned her ex.
Oh, Bill.
Bill. Is it Bill?
Yeah, Bill.
Okay.
Bill.
No, I forgot her name. I forgot her name again. Dorothy?
Sheila.
Sheila. Sheila and Bill. All right, I'm running down. Oves? And her name was, what was Stormy's name as a kid?
Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
Stephanie Clifford?
Hello.
Hi, Sheila.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show calling from Detroit. We were calling up. We understand you're a big Trump fan.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. That's crazy in light of your daughter Stephanie's.
I don't care what the man does.
What?
He's got balls that nobody ever held that since John Kennedy has.
He's got balls. I agree. No question. He's got huge balls. And
I like him.
And if would you, is this something you would talk to your daughter about? If you guys did talk, I was just sorry to hear you weren't in contact.
No, I don't. No. That's politics.
Okay.
She's family.
Have you talked to her lately?
Nope.
No, that's a shame.
Did you hope? Because we were going to.
Didn't really think that stuff was going to come out and she'd call me, did you?
Well maybe.
I didn't know. We have an interview with her and I thought maybe we could link you guys up.
Maybe. No, I don't want those steps. She needs to call me. She knows where I'm at.
Okay. Because you said you tried to reach her, and then she said, well...
I have tried to reach her and left messages many times.
Well, what would you like to say to her?
She's got her life. I got my life. But that don't mean I don't love her.
But she is your daughter.
Wait, so do you want to talk to her or don't you want to talk to her?
I really would rather her call me from her when she's by herself.
Okay. No, we weren't going to do it on the radio.
No, I'd rather not do that.
Is there a message you could like us to pass on to her?
I just tell her her mama loves her. I don't care what happens, but you better watch her P's and Q's.
Ooh.
Okay. We'll pass it along, and also that Trump has balls.
I love Mr. Trump.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about him?
He's got balls.
Yeah. Okay. What's your second favorite thing about him?
He's got balls.
He's got two of them.
He's got a gorgeous wife.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing about him.
And a tasteful wife.
Thank you.
No, it was a little unnerving to find out that he may have stepped out on her with your daughter.
Yeah, well.
I got to say this, though, ma'am. I think your offspring that you created is far prettier than her.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah,
she is. She's really pretty.
Better than Melania. What do you think about that?
No.
What?
She looks better than... She looks like I did when I was her age.
Yeah.
Wait, you look like that?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. I'm 64 years old.
Of course,
oh, I bet
of course
you look
not.
Great now.
No, I heard that.
I've been so sick. I don't look very good anymore.
Nice.
Well, you're 64 years old. You're not expected to look like.
That's right.
Stormy.
But there were times I looked as good as that.
Yeah, nice. I saw in the article I read that if you had known there was that much money, you would have danced.
Yeah, I wouldn't have worked my ass off.
Yeah. Can I ask you something? You worked at a trucking company, and you were a manager, right?
I was a parts manager.
Okay, how could a parts manager only get $4 an hour? I think you might have a...
Well, back then, it was. I never said $4. I said $4.25.
Oh, $4.25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was $4. I'm sorry.
Back then.
An extra $250 in my paycheck.
I thought it was $4, so I was flipping out.
No, $4.25 was minimum wage back then.
But that's...
And I worked for the man for 15 years.
Seems like in management, you might have gotten a raise. Okay, all right.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Did they treat you okay? I mean, you were never Me Too'd or anything.
Excuse me?
You know, did they treat you well?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was my second home. I quit once, and then I quit the job I took, and I end up quitting that one and going back.
When was
that's my home.
When was the last time
I knew everybody. I was important.
Well, you still are important.
Yeah, I was.
Only to God.
Well, I would think it'd be nice to talk to your daughter after all this time.
Well, she's got things going on.
Wrong.
When she's ready to talk to me, she will talk to me.
She said something that was kind of weird. She said she was told that you had tried to reach her, and she said, "Oh no, she hasn't called me."
Bull crap.
Oh boy,
I thought maybe you just had the wrong number, and maybe we could.
Well,
do you want us to try that number?
I don't know what number. I've been calling the same number for quite a while, and now some man answers the phone.
Oh well, maybe it's not her number.
Well, she suddenly changed numbers.
Well, she's with
after all these years.
It's possible. She's
what a mess.
She's become a very subject of media fascination.
She should have called Mama and gave her the new number.
I agree.
What if I die?
I agree.
Talk that way.
And you're
well, it's the damn truth.
And your ex apparently didn't spend any time with her. He just sent the check and got her.
He sent the check. He's seen her several times. Flew her up there. She spent a week or so, and then she called me. Mama, I want to come home.
Oh.
So Mama would find somebody to loan me the money and send her home.
Did she tell you about...
One time I didn't do that because she had chicken pox, and I didn't know she had chicken pox when I sent her, or she'd have never gone.
I guess Mom do knows best.
No doubt about that. Mom do knows best.
I thought I did.
Well, and your husband gave her the Toyota Celica, of course. He didn't have time to get
her,
but he gave her Celica.
Yes, and I went with him to find it. He came back to Baton Rouge, and me and him went and... Toward dealerships and stuff, and got it.
I love that
picked
car.
It out.
Yeah, it sounded like it was maybe a turning point in her life to the ability to get around and maybe interview.
You'll never give your car a kid a car. you lose tightness on them.
What did she do? Because in that article it said she went crazy. But I just wonder.
Excuse me.
The article said that when she got that car, she went a little like crazy.
Well, she missed curfew a couple of times.
Oh, no.
You know. But, I mean, that's normal.
Did you have to go up?
She was almost 18.
Almost 18.
She came her senior year. That was her senior gift.
The weird thing was that she went to visit your husband, and he said she had a dancing job over in Kentucky nearby him.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
And if I'd have known about it, I'd have found that place and had him arrested.
Had him arrested.
Because she was not of age.
She was 16 years old.
Oh, boy.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that how she wormed her way in there. I don't have any idea. Maybe she was manipulated.
God only knows. Yeah. I don't know, but, you know.
Seems like that car.
I just found out today about that.
You just found out today?
The great sleuth.
Yep.
Can you ground her somehow or put her in time
now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying. It seems like it. Is there statute of limitations
right
on it?
Now. And they got this jerk on TV, Fox News Network as a talk show. I can't think of his name.
Can you believe it?
Oh, boy.
What did he say? You sound like you're upset with him.
Oh, well, you bet your ass I am. He said, and to think she will vote for Trump many times, and she's proud of her daughter being a porn star.
We said that about you?
Yeah. Never met me. I never said those things, but I will tell you something. I'm proud of how pretty she is.
Yeah. It's just the porn aspect. I mean, she has made a great life for herself.
She's still pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's still pretty.
She's made a great life.
She'll always be beautiful to me.
Yeah.
Because when I look at her, I see the little baby I had.
I got to tell you, too, ma'am, she is one tough woman, too.
Good. I'm glad.
No, I am, too.
I raised her to be that way because... I said, you know, it's a damn shame that I raised her to be that way and self-sufficient, and I didn't learn it myself.
Oh.
Yeah, I was looking at her.
Her dad and I split up. I didn't know what to do with myself. I always had someone take care of me, you know? Yeah. I didn't have to work. I didn't work. And then I had to get out and find a job and figure out how you put the gas in my Corvette and how to
You
had a Corvette?
Yeah, her daddy had left the Corvette with me.
Whoa.
For a short period of time.
Oh. When he came back for it, I wouldn't let him have it.
Well, yeah, it was an agreement.
Oh, I see.
That way I could get the house. I got the house and all the furniture. All our memories were right there in that little house.
How fast did you get that Corvette up to on the highway?
Oh, I never really tried.
Oh, you
really
never opened
hard.
It up?
Because that was our deal together. At night, on cool nights, we would go out and take the T-tops off. And she and I would just ride the interstate from one end of Baton Rouge to the next. And just enjoy, even in the dead of winter, if it wasn't raining.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yes. She was a lovely child.
No, she certainly was. She I was. Saw her picture in high school, and I've certainly seen her since then. Would you, you said you would have danced if you'd known there was that much money. Would you have maybe done porn if you knew there was that much money there? No?
I don't know who that is.
I'm sorry?
Well, I said somebody else is trying to call in.
Oh, okay.
No,
but that's no big deal.
That's some other jerk.
But I will tell you something, sir. You know, this has all been very, very stressing on me. And, you know, her father, too. I talked to him the other night, and he's very upset. You know, he could possibly lose his job over this.
Why?
No. And wait, why would they fire him?
Because it was too much commotion. No business wants somebody coming in there with a bunch of crap with cameras and stuff.
Well, do they really? There's a lot of people that come in with cameras?
What does
That's
he do?
That's what I said. They don't.
Yeah, they don't. So they don't and want the business doesn't
hide.
Want it.
Oh, I see.
You know,
what does he do?
He's got a very good position.
Well, he bought a Celica for her, so I knew he had a good position.
Wow.
Yeah, he's always been that way. He's a very intelligent man. She gets her brains from him.
What kind of a job does he have?
Crap. Don't make me laugh. Man, my brain ain't working today.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
I had so much trouble breathing.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. And I'm sorry to hear that that she hasn't received your phone call, and maybe we can see if she won't give you a call.
We're supposed
to have an interview with her. She's coming to appear at, what's the name of that place on 8 Mile?
Truth Detroit.
Yeah, she has an appearance here in April, and we were supposed to have an interview with her. That's why we called. See if
I don't know.
No.
I don't never know where she is.
Well, she'll be in Detroit April 11th, and we'll...
Oh, I can't fly.
I know. We'll urge her to call you, though, because that's...
No,
she should call
don't
her
do
mom.
That. Don't okay. do that.
Okay. Oh, you don't want
to
talk to her?
If she wants to talk to me, she know where she left me.
Okay.
You know?
And you still have the same number?
So we should.
Mm-hmm. Well, not since she was a kid. I lost my house, and I got married again, and I live in his house.
Oh, I see.
Nice.
Okay. I didn't realize you were remarried. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and I've been very ill. He married me so I could have insurance.
Wow. Well, that was very sweet.
And a place to live.
What exactly do you have that you said you're having trouble breathing?
I have COPD. I have diabetes. And I have a lung that is folded almost in half.
What? How'd that happen?
Yeah. My colon was about to rupture. And I went to lots of doctors till I went to Texas and Dallas and found a doctor. The minute he saw me, put me in the hospital, and he operated. Had my colon reconstructed completely. It's all tubing.
And has it worked out okay, hopefully?
Oh, yeah. Thank God I found it because everybody was going to think it was all in my head.
Oh, boy. That's
that was
a little...
nuts, but I'm not nuts. I act nutty because I like to have fun.
Well,
I like to make people laugh.
No, you got a good sense of humor, and I hope things mm-hmm. I hope things improve for you. And
well, that won't ever go away. The lung problem will never heal.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's just something that happens when you're stupid and you smoke. And then I live right here next to Exxon Refinery and have to breathe that crap.
Mm.
I've been an Exxon child my whole life. Kill my mom, kill my dad, kill my brother.
Wow.
And my grandfather. But, you know, when you live in Baton Rouge, you work at a chemical plant somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, you're not alone in that one.
Thank God Trump's defunding the EPA. That's, yeah.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Heard that.
Wow, you have rabbit ears.
Oh, yeah, your hearing works great.
Trust me, it does. She used to think I couldn't hear her down the hall in her bedroom.
Oh, what was she doing in there?
Giggling and the usual 14-year-old girl stuff. Well, oh, you seen him? He was fine.
Yeah, the usual hijinks.
Yeah, that's just being a kid, being a girl.
Sure.
Totally.
You know?
Well, ma'am, I want to wish you the best and thank you so much for your time. It's really nice talking to you. And
okay, well, don't pressure her to get in touch with
me. No, I won't. I won't. I won't say a word.
Because, you know, I don't want to call if she doesn't want to call.
No, I understand.
I want her to
we don't even interview
enough
anyway.
To call.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you again for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice woman. I like her, actually.
We don't really have an interview anyway, so.
Thoroughly.
You want your colon clean? Fine. I'm going to clean mine. Yeah.
Wow, she got tubing for a colon? I was really sorry I brought up that. I was legitimate concern. I just wondered what was wrong. She said she had trouble breathing, and I was not expecting all that.
Too much information.
No, but she said it's working really well.
Yeah,
so
she seemed pumped. About that.
She's very nice.
That was a bummer.
But her lung folded over on itself? That doesn't sound very good.
That was a bummer.
I've never heard that prognosis before, by the way. The old folded over lung?
Yeah.
Sounds very, very bad. And this portion of programming brought to you by our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. And they are sharing their love for you by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. You can lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for just $198 a month. If it's Jeeps you love, lease the new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. And if you're like listener Alan and you want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone. No discount code needed. Only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com.
See the picture up on the TV there, Drew? That's the picture Zuckerberg posted of his dog Beast, and that's the pee spot down there.
My God.
Why does he think that's so cute?
Because he's a dork.
I mean, that's is that Zuckerberg?
Wait, look at that picture.
There's Zuckerberg
what
walking.
What a bizarre,
beast.
Like,
he's got weird posture.
Look at his stride.
Does he think that was cool, the picture with the dog?
There he's picking up the dog shit.
Oh, nice.
Look how focused he is. I think he picks it up and smells it. Doesn't he look like he's about to smell it?
That's probably why he was pissed.
There he is waiting. There he's holding a bag of dog shit. After he smelled it. You creep.
Dog feels awkward.
Zuckerberg.
Do you think the reason why he doesn't want that picture out is because it shows what his height is in relation to his tiny little dog?
That's a great point.
I bet you're onto something there, Jimmy.
Dog is almost up to his knee, and it's a miniature dog.
I had no idea that people who are powerful that are short were so careful about photographs. I really didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's...
Well, he is. I mean, we read about that. And then Mike Morse is apparently pretty fanatical about that.
It's an indicator
Harvey
in
Levin.
Their mind. Of,
yeah, Harvey Levin. We've seen pictures of Cruz with like 9-inch heel, or not even heels, but just big, huge platform shoes.
So he looks taller next to whoever he's standing next to.
Right.
Seacrest was really weird about it, too.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
And this is my question.
What is it?
How gross is it picking up your dog's poop? Very, 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 very.
Oh, did I hear Nick pick up?
Hi.
Hey, yeah, Nick Stern, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
We're good. It's Drew and Mark and Trudy. And Brandon might even throw a question in, too. He knows a little bit about dog shit and about Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay, fair enough.
You never know.
I'm open for any questions.
Yeah. So how you doing, Nick?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. A little surprised by the interest in the story today.
Oh, I think it's very interesting under the circumstances. But let me ask you, are you still a paparazzi?
News photographer, please.
I'm sorry. Oh, God, that was so rude.
For what entity?
I've been freelance for about 25 years. You know, I do some showbiz stuff, some stuff like that. But, you know, I've covered real stories as well. I was in Haiti just after the earthquake in, what was that, about 2010. I was in Japan after the earthquake. Ooh. I've covered a lot of investigation work, things like people trafficking, drug smuggling, money laundering, and things like that. So I kind of classify myself as a real news photographer.
But you have also taken pictures of Mark Zuckerberg's dog taking a shit.
Yeah, I did actually. Not, you know, I didn't set out to take a picture of his dog taking a shit, but it's just the way it went.
What were you setting out to take a picture of?
Well, you know, it's about the time when Mark Zuckerberg started getting, you know, a bit famous. He was, I think, one of the youngest billionaires. I think he was only worth $1 billion then, so small change, really. So I kind of wanted to find out a bit more about the guy, what his lifestyle was like, what his motivations were, so we could get an understanding about, you know, the guys behind Facebook. So really anything out of the ordinary, just to really kind of give a profile on the man behind Facebook. So it was anything I was after. Not essentially his dog taking a shit. It just happened that day.
Do you land a lot of pictures in the Daily Mail?
I used to, yeah. I kind of, since retired, I'm now reinventing myself as an artist. But yeah, I used to do a lot for the Daily Mail, but also you know, the kind of things like The Guardian, The Times as well, and some of the tabloid magazines like People and In Touch and Lifestyle and things.
Wow. Well, that's cool.
Life and style.
Yeah, retired to a life of painting. That sounds cool.
Have you ever noticed in one of the photos what an odd gait he has? Like the picture of him walking. Go ahead.
Don't think that was his gait, but you got to bear in mind it's Palo Alto. There's a lot of geeks there. There's a lot of odd things going on up there.
Okay.
But he walks so straight.
Yeah, he's
weird.
Really straight up and down. It is kind of strange. He's not doesn't look osteoporotic at all, does he?
No,
he walks like a robot. I'm sure he's a lizard or an alien or something.
I
tell you what, the other fascinating thing was I started doing stories on him about 2010 when his name started getting out there. And every time I'd photograph him, I'd send the pictures to one of the newspaper or magazine photo desks and I'd say, hey, these are the same pictures you sent last month. I said, no, they're not. He just wears the same clothes every day.
Oh, he's one of those.
And, you know, gray T-shirt, jeans, and gym shoes every day. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, see, he's a pretty geeky guy. I just realized, though, standing the way he's standing, that's probably because he's 5'7", and he wants every inch when he's walking, standing, whatever. Yeah. Maybe that's part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were speculating, Nick, that Trudy was saying maybe he's upset about the picture because it shows his relationship in height to his dogs. And you could maybe figure out how tall he isn't with the picture. I don't know. Why don't you tell the story? Because it's a great story about somebody who's not doing a very good job of guarding our privacy, yet seems to care about his own privacy.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. Although it's a funny picture that I took amongst other ones. But, yeah, the implications and the overtones are slightly more serious where, you know, to actually find out initially where he lived and find out anything about him was quite difficult, which is why I left Los Angeles and drove up to Palo Alto to see what I could find out, because there wasn't much out there about him. And he actively took steps to protect his privacy from things like public databases of, you know, house registration, you know, when people move in and things like that. There was nothing available on him. He'd hidden it all from public view.
Do you know how he did that, Nick? How do you do that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean,
don't be on Facebook.
It's available. You know, via Facebook. It's obviously available for people to do if they consider their safety and security is a threat, like politicians and
money, power. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So everything was covered from public view, really. So I set out, you know, I drove up there to find out what I could find out about it. And yeah, this particular day, I was in the car in the street of his house, just, you know, waiting for him to turn up and do something or take his dog for a shit again. I don't know. And it's quite comical, actually. This golf buggy with a security guard came trundling along the road up to me. The security guard got out and walked over to me and said, "You're wanted in Facebook headquarters."
Oh, what?
How quick after taking the picture did they show up?
This was actually another day. Oh. So I think it's a few days later. So they realized that somebody was watching his house. Oh. So I thought that maybe Mark Zuckerberg wanted me as his personal dog shit photographer. I don't know. So I followed down to Facebook HQ, drove in the parking lot, parked up, and the security guard kind of walked me step for step to the front door of the place. Yeah. And
okay, Nick,
the lobby.
Can I stop for just a sec? Had the picture been seen yet anywhere?
Yeah, the pictures have been used in the Daily Mail and a few other places.
Okay.
Picked up on them and used them as well.
Now, were they treating you, though, like you were under arrest, like under Facebook arrest?
No, I don't know how Facebook arrests people, but no. I mean, the security guard wasn't threatening us, though. It was a rather large African-American lady, and she was very polite and civil about it, but I had no idea, you know, why I was being called there. Maybe, seriously, maybe there's a photo shoot going on that they wanted a photographer for. But once I was in the lobby, there was two senior members of Facebook staff, and they were quite intimidating. You know, no uncertain terms told me to leave Mark Zuckerberg alone. His private life was private and should remain so. I had no right pursuing him.
Oh, really?
And yeah, there weren't physical threats or anything like that, but I know from experience, news photographer, these people have very expensive and very powerful attorneys, so it was quite intimidating.
Well, how interesting, in light of how lazy they are about protecting our privacy, that he would be so concerned about his.
Well, I think it's more than lazy about protecting our privacy. It actually goes the other way. They're actually selling our privacy.
Yeah, no, I'm being kind. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Nick.
Yeah.
And you know, you said you weren't you were kind of surprised there was so much interest in this, but were you being facetious? Because, I mean, obviously this story, it shows outrageous hypocrisy on his part. It doesn't surprise me, but it's still, I mean, it is interesting. I think it is news.
Well, yeah, it is news. I thought everybody was aware that Mark Zuckerberg tried to protect his own privacy, but I suppose I come from an insider in the media, so I was aware of it, and perhaps, you know, most people aren't. So, yeah, the huge hypocrisy there. Nick, incredible.
Nick, do you have a Facebook page?
Sorry?
Do you have a Facebook page?
At the moment, but I'm not sure how long it's going to be there for. Like, well, maybe after me.
I mean, you wonder if he, you know, maybe looked at it and Facebook stalked you like normal people do, but even deeper. Have you noticed any weird things going on with it?
Not yet, but that's not an invitation. Hey, I've got to be honest. Me and my friends, there's always weird shit on my Facebook page, so anything weird won't seem out of the ordinary.
He sold your information to Russian hackers, probably? Like, right away.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Russian hackers would be very interested in me.
Maybe they like one of your pictures, though.
Well, maybe they have dogs that take shit and they want photographs of it.
Did you get any other stupid pictures of them that whole time? I mean, every picture he's in is pretty stupid, but any other stupid pictures?
P.U.
You know, I got pictures of him lining up for $15 eat as much as you can Mexican food with his girlfriend at the time, Priscilla Chan. And it. Sitting on the ground by a taco truck, eating a $10 taco as well. Just I mean, that was the interesting thing. It was just so normal. Well, yeah. Normal for me. I don't know if it's normal for you guys. I mean, you probably sit there in champagne trucks and eating caviar, but I don't. You know, it was.
No, I mean, I like the normalcy of him. And by the way, was his girlfriend particularly hot? Because he seems like he's a nerdy guy, but he's a really rich nerdy guy.
His
girlfriend Priscilla, you know, she's a Chinese girl. They were out. I mean, they just seem like a regular couple, apart from his nerdiness. And as you said earlier, he does have this strange kind of upright posture. Like, I know he's got a broomstick stuff up his ass or something when he walks or something like this. That was the only weird thing. But it did make, as a photographer, it made him very identifiable. You could see him 200 yards away and you recognize him. He's got this robot-like walk.
You know, the one thing I noticed about Priscilla Chan is that she's shorter than him. Which was clearly a prerequisite.
Oh, pretty close in that picture.
Not by much. Yeah, it looks
good. Oh, he's a few inches, so she's got to be
a little
like,
taller.
She's probably 4'8". He's probably 5'1".
And she's not, I mean, she's not a 10, but, you know.
She's all right.
It's not her fault this is all going on.
She's got to put up with Zuckerberg, so.
Yeah, true. So, Nick, I'm surprised. Were you tired of this kind of work? I mean, not the Zuckerberg work, but generally your photography work, or you just loved what you're doing now more?
The industry changed. It became so focused on celebrity, really. And as a news photographer, you do a certain amount of celebrity work, you know, stuff like this, like the Zuckerberg thing. But then that would be balanced out by the real stories. But the real stories, you know, news organizations aren't prepared to invest on proper investigations and proper stories. So yeah, I'd always been interested in art. So I kind of wanted to drift that way. It's what I did.
Was it one day you were assigned or you just took a picture of Black China and you said, this is it. I can't believe I just took a picture of Black China on my own.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
What is, you know, it's funny when you mentioned all the news related photography you did. I started spacing out a little bit. Once you start talking about the Zuckerberg stuff, I perked up. I was very interested. So, you know, it is kind of sad. Here I'm somebody who should care about important things, and you know, even I want to see stupid pictures. I think we all. I mean, weren't you guys interested in this story?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to see his news photogs though, just because.
Oh, true to you, snob.
No, Mark was paging through them, and they looked good, really, yeah. Really interesting from, you know, battlefields and.
Okay,
I like
the some integrity there.
I like the Banksy. What's
the live action Banksy?
Yeah,
those are cool.
No.
Yeah. That was something I did. That was just really a little creative project.
Sound unimpressed by your own work, yeah. Nick. Well, maybe that's because you're British.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, stiff upper lip. Yeah. What's the
exactly?
Just curious. What was the most lucrative pictures you ever took? Was it a news story or was it a kind of a silly celebrity thing like this?
Actually, it was a news story. If you recall a story a few years back, probably about 2000. 2010-ish, I think. There's a story about a girl called J.C. Lee Dugard that was kidnapped at age of 11,
Oh, we covered it.
Mm-hmm. That's right, I'm sure you did. I think just about every news organization in the world covered it. Well, when she was located in that garden up in Northern California, I took a little camera and actually jumped into that garden, got pictures. You guys probably recall the pictures of the tents and all the squalor she was living
dump.
In.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did it smell? Yeah, like it smelled.
Oh, it was terrible. I got those pictures, and obviously every news organization, many news organizations around the world were interested in those, so they sold pretty well.
Wow. Nobody came back there and was like, hey, what are you doing back here while you were taking the pictures?
Well, no, that was a surprising thing. There was no police tape up. There's no police there. It just looked like a regular abandoned house. I thought, I can't swear too much, but to hell with it. I'm going to give it a chance. Go give it a try.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
Got in there, spent...
So did you sell those pictures to one person who then distributed to all the others, or do you sell it individually, or how does that work?
No, I sold them to every news organization that wanted them. Hmm. I did have offers for exclusives. A number of news organizations came to me and said, hey, we'd like to do an exclusive on this. But that story was so big, it really had to go everywhere. So I set a reasonable price for the pictures and sold them, you know, literally around the world. In fact, I still get checks today from that story. Occasionally, there's a story about a young person who's been kidnapped, and they refer to that story about J.C. Lee Dugard, and there'll be one of my pictures used there somewhere often.
Well, that's really a cool slice of photojournalism, because, you know, when you hear about what happened to this girl
from
age 11,
it's not the same,
and then
as
you
seeing it.
See that, it really brings, I mean, obviously you know that, but it's pretty, it tells the rest of the story.
Yeah, I have to say that, and come in there that story and those pictures were unusual, which is why you get so many people chasing paparazzi pictures. To get $5,000 from a set of pictures about a news story is very difficult. But to get $5,000 from Life and Style or In Touch or People magazine is way easier, which is why there's so many people chasing those showbiz paparazzi pictures.
Yeah, it seems like too many people chasing them.
I still think your best picture is taking a picture of Zuckerberg picking up dog shit. Sorry.
Yeah, that she should have gotten paid more for that, no doubt.
That's an amazing photo.
Well, look, I don't think as a journalist I can nominate myself for a Pulitzer, but if you guys want to put that forward for a Pulitzer, I'll happily take it.
You know what, Nick, you'll be interested in this. We interviewed the guy, it was the anniversary of the Tonya Harding batoning Nancy Kerrigan's knee before the 94 Olympics. Do you remember that?
Sure, yes.
Well, he got the pictures when Nancy was saying, why? And he was the only guy that had those pictures, but he was working for somebody that day, so they paid him his daily rate or whatever, and then they charged the rest of the world for the pictures. He got completely ripped off in my mind, but he didn't seem to feel that way.
You know, that happens quite often. I believe that Nick Utt, who took the picture of the girl who was burning with napalm in Cambodia. I think he worked for an agency at the time, so the agency have always got all the royalties for that picture and not him.
Oh, wow.
God, I couldn't believe the Kerrigan guy. Remember that, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
I would have thought, they would have thrown him a bonus or something, but no such luck. Yeah, there's
big business, unfortunately. But unfortunately, I've always been freelance. I've always retained rights over many of my images. So every time they're used, I still get paid. It's not much now. It's a few tens of pounds each month. Dollars each month. It's not big money or anything, but it's better than nothing.
Hmm. Nick, do you have a collection of rock photographs of performers that you like?
Really. I used to do a lot of music when I was in the UK, a lot of festivals and things, Madonna and so on, and Robin Williams. But no, as I got a bit older, I got fed up standing up to my ankles in mud and shit and God knows what in fields in England. So no, I kind of stopped doing that.
Yeah, it's more fun photographing people picking up shit than standing in shit, no question.
Well, these days I get to sit in an air-conditioned car and watch people standing in shit. So
free trip
better.
To the Facebook headquarters, too. Not too bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Have they responded to the story, by the way? Have they said, oh, that didn't happen? Or I would just expect some stupid response from them.
No, I think Facebook's general response to everything is just stick their head in the sand and hope it goes away.
Yeah,
I can't imagine there'll be any comment from them.
You didn't take the picture of Mark Zuckerberg with his dog that peed on the floor, did you?
That was
no, I think that was done in their new data center. So it was one of his friends or employees who was in the data center with them. And believe me, they wouldn't let me within a million miles of the data center.
Well, listen, it's great talking to you, Nick. It's a really interesting story, especially what's going on right now, and interesting to hear about what you're doing, and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks. Good talking to you guys.
So nice talking to you.
Bye.
All right, Nick Stern, photojournalist. He does not just take pictures of people picking up dog crap.
You sound like you're from London.
I hadn't seen all those pictures you guys were looking at. This is really cool.
Yeah.
I love the Banksy stuff.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that. Very, 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 very.
Even if you have a specially designed scooper.
Very, very,
selfie.
Very, 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 very.
I hate having to pick up my dog's poop.
What's up, dog?
It is such a disgusting thing to do.
Oh, that's a beautiful dog.
However, as a law-abiding citizen of my county, I follow the dog pooper scooper rules. Oh, yeah. I am a good citizen. Beat. I walk around with a little baggie.
Look at that. What kind of dog is that?
In the baggie, I got my dog's poop. Oh, it's so disgusting. I mean, who is in charge here, me or my doggy? I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I hate picking up my dog's poop.
I agree. I can't
it's
believe.
Poop.
How has it come to this, that we pick up our dog crap? I mean, was it really?
Slaves.
I don't remember walking around my yard going, oh, my God, every other day. Maybe once in a while, go, oh, whose fucking dog did? But, I mean, to be picking up, is it really that bad for grass everywhere? Is it really, is it that big a nuisance?
Rats.
I mean, if somebody's, well, if you have your own dogs in your yard for any length of time and you don't pick up the dog crap, yeah. But if one dog takes a crap on you, I don't
know. Biodegradable.
I'm sure people think I'm disgusting, but it's just really strange that. To me, at least. Or couldn't there just be a dog park where all the rats go, where every dog shits? I mean, even the dog parks, I guess if people didn't pick up their crap in the dog parks, it would get really bad.
Well, if the dogs would wait until, or the rats would wait until after the dogs leave, so then they could clean it all up, it would resolve the problem.
Wait, what if
I don't want more rats. I'd rather they starve to death.
Oh, that's true.
Shouldn't there be one lot on every couple blocks where the dogs can crap, and then somebody who works for the city picks them all up at once?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be easier?
Yeah.
Instead of everyone taking a little baggie around everywhere?
A literal shit job.
When I was in St. Louis, I forgot, you know, that was me walking the dogs.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
I know.
I got out there. It's like, hey.
That happened a couple of times to me.
I felt a little nostalgic. I was pining for the old days.
I always acted like I was really surprised that I was out there without a bag and couldn't do anything about it. I'm sorry.
You got demonstrative in case someone was looking?
Yes.
That's adorable.
Just to look concerned, like a good citizenship.